The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I guess you know Zacchaeus, the little man from Jericho, quite well, because you might remember his story from the days of Sunday school. The story of him climbing up the tree in order to see the Lord, and Jesus' request to climb down in order to host him, is one of those stories of the New Testament which can be easily played out, used for a play in the church. The rich tax collector, although small in size, Jesus visiting the city of Jericho with a group of friends and followers, the people of Jericho who hinder the small man to get free sight, and then Jesus is discovering Zacchaeus again between the branches of the sycamore tree, and his request is, "Zacchaeus, come down, I must stay in your house tonight." Maybe Zacchaeus seems familiar to you since you have met him, or a similar person already, maybe at the schoolyard many years ago. The little overweight boy with a green cap and a loud voice who always showed off a bit and acted like a boss towards his other schoolmates. Or the clever girl with the glasses who always needed so much attention by the teachers. Or maybe you have recognized Zacchaeus as a close friend or even as your alter ego, somebody who is acting in well-known ways, who is clever and inventive in order to take advantage, who always retains in control, but gets surprised by the invitation of the loving and caretaking prophet and healer whom we have met in the streets of Jericho. The story of Zacchaeus is a good story, a story of power, of greed and desire, also of unexpected joy and of reconciliation, and a story of humor and laughter. Zacchaeus is the chief of the tax collectors in Jericho. He is respected and hated at the same time. He is a servant of the unjust system of exploitation which has been established by the Romans. Being a member of the Jewish community, he sold his heart to the Roman suppressors and betrayed his own people. Concerning them, he is a sinner, somebody who had definitely done wrong. Zacchaeus is strong and powerful, but physically short and of small size. At this special day, he needs a good strategy. Jesus is coming into town. Zacchaeus wants to see this man. They say he is a prophet and a healer. He's curious, and maybe he has a certain feeling that he might need Jesus. So Zacchaeus runs to the huge tree in the middle of the town and climbs up. This must have been a strange picture for the people of Jericho. "Look at our chief tax collector. He is climbing a tree." And the short man does not pay attention to these comments. He looks through the branches and follows now the scene on the street. When Jesus arrived at the scene, he somehow discovered Zacchaeus up there. Maybe somebody had pointed at him and laughed, "Look, isn't that Zacchaeus, the tax collector, sitting up there on the tree?" We don't know. And Jesus calls upon Zacchaeus. He calls him by his name. He seems to need Zacchaeus now. "Zacchaeus," he calls him, come down. Liberated by God's grace. This has been the theme of the 12th Assembly of the Lutheran World Federation, which took place in Windhoek in Namibia a few months ago. Michael Klutz just told us about it. More than 800 delegates, advisors and guests from 146 member churches gathered in Southern Africa in order to discuss and decide upon matters of this communion of churches. But also in order to celebrate the 500th anniversary of Reformation. The Lutheran World Federation is a communion of many different churches, with mainline churches like the Church of Sweden or Denmark, as well as the Church of Hanover. They are so-called mission churches, which came into being in the 19th century, like the South Indian Lutheran churches or the Church of Papua New Guinea. There are churches that were found by settlers and farmers coming from Europe, like the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America or the Brazilian Lutheran Church. And there are churches founded by refugees, like the Lutheran Church of Nicaragua or Palestine. And these churches differ very much in many respects, but also in membership. There are minority churches with a membership of some thousand people, and there are others, like, for instance, the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekane Jesus, with a membership of more than 8 million people. Our church of Hanover was represented by our bishop, two women who are members of our synod, a young man and a young woman who represented the generation under 30, and myself. We took part in many services, we listened to Bible studies and learned a lot about the challenges of our churches in different social contexts. And we discussed with others the relevance of the Reformation today in the 21st century. Salvation, not for sale. Human beings, not for sale. Creation, not for sale. Zacchaeus, come down now. Jesus is not waiting for an invitation, but he invites himself. In our understanding, I guess, this is not very polite. Just think about me addressing you later on at our get-together, saying, listen, today I need to join you for dinner. Maybe you would accept happily, but more likely you would like to offer apologies. Sorry, maybe not today. I need to tidy up first. Or, oh, this is inconvenient today. My fridge is empty. Let me go and buy some groceries first. At least we feel this is not the way it should go. Let me invite him, and I will be a good host. The story of Zacchaeus is a provocative story. Zacchaeus seems to need Jesus, but Jesus also seems to need Zacchaeus. The story is a good example, dear brothers and sisters, how salvation works, if I may say so. Jesus invites himself into our lives. He does not wait for our invitation without taking into account my good name, my status, my wealth, my potential and capacities, or even the lack of all of this. He is pledging me to be a host for him. And in doing so, he empowers me to act accordingly. It is obvious Jesus represents God in this story. God who forgives us instead of punishing and excluding us. God needs his creation and he needs his creatures. He wants to share in our lives, he wants to be our guest, and he wants to change our lives. He or she brings joy, and joy means salvation. But not everybody on the streets of Jericho rejoices at the invitation to Zacchaeus, for Zacchaeus. People are somehow disappointed. Aren't we all better host for Jesus than Zacchaeus, the sinner and servant of an unjust system? They question Jesus' capability to see things right and make just decisions. Why does he address the tax collector on the street and not us? We should not pass judgment on them, dear brothers and sisters. These people are driven by a deep desire to get to know Jesus and to come close to him. They waited for him, I guess, for quite a while, and they feel better prepared for a close encounter with the healer and the prophet than Zacchaeus. And so their disappointment is real. I don't know how you feel, but when I listen to biblical stories, I often tend to identify myself with those who attract Jesus' attention and his affection. So Zacchaeus seems to become our role model, the short man, a sinner, hidden in the tree, but found and loved by Jesus. But maybe we fit in better with a crowd who is looking down on Zacchaeus and who questions Jesus' decision to visit him. Just think of the possibility that Jesus prefers the presence of a well-established club owner driving an SUV in the streets of Hanover, or a single mother in one of our hostels for refugees instead of you and me. The story of Zacchaeus is a story about us, about our desire to be seen with eyes of love, about us knowing our shortcomings and failures, and about the hope that empowers us to love and serve. We are liberated by God's grace. This was one of the hymns we were singing in Windhoek. The Son of Man redeemed us on the cross. We are liberated by God's grace. Creation not for sale, human beings not for sale, salvation not for sale. The unexpected dinner with Jesus changed the life of Zacchaeus completely and altered his attitudes towards life as well. He gets liberated by love at first, and then he is able to admit that he gained wealth by unjust action, and he takes responsibility for what he had done. At least he promises to give back half of his belongings to the poor, and to those he cheated he pays back 4 times as much. So Jesus was right, calling him a son of Abraham. Zacchaeus belongs to and remains in the communion of faith, since he is doing what has been expected from him. The story of Zacchaeus is a good example how faith and good deeds are related. We do not love our neighbors in order to be saved, but since we are liberated by love, we are free to love and serve. Therefore, it is so easy to share the joy of Zacchaeus. Salvation has taken place in his house and started with an unexpected visit. In sharing his joy, in learning to share the joy of Jesus who has come to seek and save the lost, we find new quality in life. This is why we are telling these stories of good news to each other. not only on Sundays, in order to find out about the good life, in order to understand our life better, and in order to rejoice with those who were lost and got found. The story of Zacchaeus might also help us to understand the strange boy and the strange girl at the schoolyard of our young days a bit better. We might get reconciled with those we do not easily understand, and we learn to accept our alter ego, seeking for a word of the Lord, waiting for salvation, empowered to love and serve. But God's mercy is so abundant, and his love for us is so great, that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. These are words from the letter to the Ephesians, and we listened to them earlier on. It is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast upon it. God has made us what we are. And in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. In the huge football stadium Semnoyoma in Katatura, one of the big townships in Namibia, we celebrated in May the 500th anniversary of Reformation. Bishop Kameta, a former anti-apartheid fighter who is now serving as a minister in the government, he preached to us on the theme, "We are liberated by God's grace." And we enjoyed the presence of so many Namibian Christians who had come from afar to celebrate with us. Women and men, youngsters, and so many children. We enjoyed the dancing and the singing, and we shared as a communion of churches in 98 countries bread and wine as brothers and sisters in Christ. I've brought along the intercessional prayers from that special service, and we are going to invite you to pray with us in a minute. We are liberated by God's grace. Salvation not for sale. Human beings not for sale. Creation not for sale. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Jesus Christ. Amen.